Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Brian Lowe. And in this offseason, there has been no shortage of storylines. Unfortunately, this one revolves around the tight end position with the release of Aaron Hernandez. We're not going to get into the logistics of that, but basically, from a football standpoint, what this offense will look like in 2013. And Brian, the big question to you is, what will be the look and feel of the tight end position as they head into this season?
Well, it may be a lot different than what we thought it would be when 2012 ended. We know about Rob Gronkowski and his numerous surgeries. And a big question, the big question entering camp will be, does Gronkowski start on the PUP list? He probably will start camp on the PUP list, but will he start the regular season on the PUP list? And without Aaron Hernandez, you add Hernandez to Welker, Lloyd, and a bunch of other guys who are not here from the 2012 team, and that's a lot of catches to go around. So we talk about Gronkowski, and you figure he'll be around in some extent, but who else is there? And we're talking about Daniel Fells. We're talking about Michael Ho'omanawanui.
Right.
We're talking about guys who are undrafted free agents like Zach Sudfeld, Brandon Ford. And so the question is, who emerges? That's really the question.
Right. Well, I think that this year you've got to look at Gronkowski. And even though maybe not so many catches last year, he only played in 11 games but had 11 touchdowns. He didn't just surpass the tight ends. He surpassed Wes Welker, Brandon Lloyd, Danny Woodhead. So clearly, as long as Rob Gronkowski is healthy, I think the Patriots will continue to build this offense around a tight end duo, and this will be the time for Michael Ho'omanawanui and some of those other guys, especially Zach Sudfeld, I keep having my eye on him, to step up during training camp, much like Gronk did and Hernandez did during their first 2 years with the Patriots.
I think the wild card at the tight end position, and I felt this way before the Aaron Hernandez situation popped up, is Jake Ballard, who didn't look great in the spring camps. I think part of that is still coming back from the injury. But we saw, and everyone saw, what he did with the Giants during his year there, and especially against the Patriots. So I think he's really a key guy, with or without Gronkowski healthy and all that. So, you know, we could still see them bring in guys. Dave Thomas, former Patriot, is available. Dallas Clark. There are some other tight ends, veteran tight ends, who are available. Wouldn't be surprising to see the Patriots bring them in. But really the question is, we all come back to, when will Rob Gronkowski be healthy, be on the field for this team? And depending on when that is, who among the Fells, Ho'omanawanui, Ballard, Sudfeld, Ford, quintet emerges and when?
Well, you mentioned Jake Ballard, and I would like to see the Patriots maybe use him more as a blocking tight end and then save Zach Sudfeld as a pass catcher. So that's kind of how I see those two roles panning out for them.
And who among them can do a little bit of both is going to be key as well, especially when we see all the inexperience as far as Patriot offense among the wide receivers. It all kind of ties in together.
So a lot of big questions around that tight end position as we head into training camp, but that will wrap up one storyline of many this offseason. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.